This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
We decided not to add you in.
Okay.
You're off from work?
No. Have to wear
a mask. You're working. Oh, you're just wearing a mask at work?
And not going near people.
Okay.
Set up another appointment or anything?
What's that?
Set up another appointment or anything?
Well, I don't really want to do couples counseling with you anymore. So, no. I don't really feel like I have anything to work on with you. Or like we're able to identify anything that we need to work on as a couple. So, okay, can just move on from that. Hey, in October, November, I remember I had sent you a message, I think I said that you could see the kids anytime. I would just wanted 24-hour notice before you put something on the calendar. You basically messaged me back that was unreasonable. But I feel like that is kind of reasonable, and I feel like most people think that that's reasonable. I just wonder what you think, if that's something that you might think about doing.
Okay.
What do you think? Hello.
Hello.
I was saying, could we maybe just not change plans with the kids within 24 hours?
I'll do whatever you want, Erin.
Okay.
Understand that puts me at a...
Hello?
...versus you.
Hello?
Understand that puts me at a disadvantage.
No, because you're the one who's...
children versus you.
No, because you're the one who's choosing for me to be having them at the times that I have them. Like, the fact that they're with me is not because I've said, I get primary custody and you only get visitation, ha ha. Like, that didn't happen. So it's a fantasy to think that you're at a disadvantage. Like, you're the one who's choosing and has chosen and will continue to choose a career that doesn't allow you to care for your children. It's just a matter of what decisions you're making in your life that determine how much time you can spend with your kids. So if you want to look at next week and you want to, make lots of plans to see him, then you can get out your calendar and do that.
Why did you ask me to go to a couple counseling today and then not do it?
I think that on Saturday, I decided I needed to just be done. We've already talked about that a lot. So you already know why that was. And when when I told Matt that I just needed to be done, I was thinking in terms of canceling, but then he messaged me. To confirm the appointment, and I thought, well, I haven't talked to you too much this week, and so it would be okay to just have a safe place, have a conversation with you. But anyways, then I talked to him, and I kind of explained to him why it wasn't, couples counseling wasn't helpful to me and wasn't working for me, and he was understanding of that. Was there something that you were wanting to talk about with him or thinking was going to actually be worthwhile?
This is that. Hey. Not on that one. Yeah.
Okay, on that one, I called
Yeah. Okay. Oh. There's not a key. Yeah, no, that's all right. Actually, I'm on the phone currently, but would you mind just using that key?
No problem.
Okay. No, you're good. The other super out here doesn't have any keys on any of his houses. And I still want this to work. I was hoping to work on things, but I also think that
sorry, I can't hear you. Do you have reception?
I don't know. It's kind of funny here. Sometimes I have reception, but it still doesn't work. I was just saying that I still want us to be together, so I was hopeful that...
Hopeful that what?
Thank you. I was hopeful that we could keep working on things, but
Hopefully we could keep apart. Will give us what?
Hopefully we could keep working on things, but what?
And we are communicating right now.
What?
We communicate. It has not gone well, and so I guess my hope is that some time apart will give us both some time to work on our own issues.
Well, if you're thinking that we have communication problems, though, like, it's not going to get better because that's not the problem and it's never been the problem. Like, you've got to recognize that when you talk about, like, communication in marriage, well, you're dealing with somebody who's on the extremely advanced level. Like, I'm a really good listener, and I'm really good at understanding different perspectives, and I'm really good at letting you know with great accuracy what I'm thinking and feeling. So, we don't have communication problems. So, we just don't.
I don't know what our problems are anymore, but I'm going to keep working on myself, and I want you.
What?
I said I'm not sure that I know what our problems are anymore, but I'm going to keep working on myself, and I want you to be happy.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know what your problems are, then you don't really have anything to work on, do you?
And have seen a lot of professionals.
Yeah, and they've given you a lot of validation. And you like that? Hello?
That I'm doing everything I can, Aaron.
I'm sorry, you're just cutting out a lot. Dustin, you're just cutting out a lot.
I'm doing everything I can with as much independent information for the people as I can.
I'm sorry, you don't have good reception.
Okay. Well.
But I don't think that seeing a lot of therapists is actually the issue.
I don't know what I can do for you.
I mean, that's not true, obviously.
I've done lots of things that you've asked me to do, and if you ask me to do other things, I will do my best to do those.
Well, I mean, that's not true. I told you that I could give you a different program to go through every 6 months for the rest of your life, but that doesn't mean that you're going to stop treating me poorly and stop doing bad things to me and stop denying and minimizing and blame shifting when you get called out on them. You can go through every program known to man and still do bad things. It seems like more than anything, you just don't want,
like, what?
It seems like more than anything, you really just don't want, blame on you.
Not true. I blame myself for lots of things.
I don't know. I don't know. I hear you blame me for a lot of things, but as I don't very often hear you blame yourself for anything.
Blame myself for being absent from our home. Blame myself for not showing you love and care. Blame myself
well, you
for
haven't,
love and
but you
care
haven't,
for another woman.
You haven't. You haven't started showing me love and care, and you haven't changed your work schedule. So,
I have changed my work schedule.
Not really. You still go in on Saturdays.
I went in on one Saturday because I couldn't get anybody to do one particular thing. And on that same Saturday, I had people doing lots of other extra work for me, and they've done all of my other extra work for months. Here it's 2, 3, 4, like, a lot. Just amazing.
Okay, well, certainly doesn't sound like you're any better at ownership.
How's that?
Because I just mentioned that you still work Saturdays. And your response...
Saturday that I told you about.
I know, but your response wasn't to take ownership of that.
How can I better take ownership of that? I told you about it. I did it.
Because you didn't say you're right. I do still work on Saturdays. You're right. I do still work
on Saturdays.
You're right. I do still work on Saturdays.
You're right.
I haven't made it a top priority to figure out how to make sure that doesn't happen again. I've been passive in, I mean... I'm going to have to find more people I can hire my work out to. I'm going to have to apply to a different company. I'm going to have to apply myself to getting my contractor's license. I'm going to have, like, there's no ownership of the fact that you are still doing the same destructive patterns you've always been doing. There's no ownership. It's, oh, I have changed. Oh, look at all the work that I've hired out. Oh, let me put up a smoke screen. Oh, deflect attention away from the one Saturday that I worked. That's not ownership. I'm just saying your response.
I'd love to get my contractor's license in.
I know, but your response to me pointing out that you still work on Saturdays does not show that you've made any changes in your ability to own the deceptive behaviors. You made a big issue out of all the Saturdays that you didn't work. You made a big issue out of all the work that you've hired other people to do. That's not owning that you still work on Saturdays. And if that's what you want, that's fine. You understand?
I don't
we can divorce.
That. That's
you
why
can divorce,
I,
and you can work all the Saturdays that you want.
I don't want
to
work on Saturdays.
To
I want
to
be with my children.
But you're still working
I want
on Saturdays.
To play with you.
But you're
I'm,
still working
I'm
on
Saturdays.
I'm trying not to.
But
you're trying is not like that's not a. You,
I've been really successful at it. I've had to work one Saturday in a month.
No.
And the goal is not to have to do that next time. It's to get somebody else to do the work next time.
I know, but do you not hear yourself minimizing it?
No.
Do you not hear yourself not taking ownership?
Understand what
when
you
you're
mean
trying,
by that, then.
When you're trying not to work on Saturdays, yet you're working on Saturdays, that's
one
not a
Saturday,
feather in your cap.
You're saying it wrong.
You're still minimizing it. You're still minimizing it. like, it's not a credit to you
it
that you're trying
to me
not to work
to
Saturdays.
Not work on Saturdays.
No, that's not ownership, Dustin. That's not it. Like, people to whom it is important not to work on Saturdays, you know what they get? They get laid off. They get fired. That's what happens to people who have an actual commitment to not work on Saturdays. You don't fall in that category.
Sorry, and I feel like I have made a lot of changes, and I will.
Well, the change we're talking about, though, is you taking ownership.
I'm not sure how I can better take ownership. I've admitted everything that has happened. I've committed to.
No. No, you've not, Dustin. You've done a lot of really horrible things to me, and you've blamed me for the horrible things you've done to me. And you've not blamed yourself for the horrible things you've done to me. You have excuses, you have explanations, you have ways to minimize their impact, say that I shouldn't be heard about them, but you don't own that they're horrible. And completely within your control not to do, yet you chose to do them. And I can't help you with that anymore.
I want to talk to my therapist.
I'm not really, honestly, at this point, I'm not really that interested. Not like, that's just an extension of you making me be responsible for your work. Pretending that there's something that I could say that you would hear from somebody else, that even though you didn't hear it from 10 other people. It's
like
my job to make you see it.
Help me.
What?
I think a professional might be able to help me.
Yeah. Well, that's your decision. That's your decision. If you want to make a decision to only listen, if you want to make a decision to not listen to lay people, and you want to make a decision to only listen to a professional, that's your decision, and you can own that.
Okay. What I'm thinking is that
that's your decision.
You listen to a professional so that they can actually help me.
Yeah, that's your decision, though. Like, if you want to listen to a professional, it's going to be because you've made a decision to be open to hearing what they have to say.
Understand what's going on and help me.
But that's up to you. It's not that they have magical powers. It's up to you. It's up to you if you want to choose to actually listen to what they have to say. But if you want to choose not to, just like you choose not to listen to Aaron Bell, just like you choose not to listen to C.A. McDonald, that's your choice. It's your choice.
C.A. McDonald.
What?
Can you listen to C.A. McDonald?
No, you don't. You let him talk to you for an hour. And then you turn around and you go to your wife in a couple's counseling session and you spend an hour making the same tired arguments about why she invited you to come to her house and she ruined your schedule for your day by demanding and snatching. That's what you do with what C.A. McDonald tells you. So, no. No, you don't. You don't. You don't. And, you know, Matt has a PhD, and he told you the same thing, and you didn't listen to him either. And what you have to understand that is that the entire process...
What did he tell me? I didn't...
That your wife didn't invite you over. You didn't have some promise or pact or agreement that your wife wasn't going to be allowed to see those documents. And he admitted it was universal that it would be considered wrong for a husband to shred financial papers without letting his wife see them first. Accurate or not, like... He said all of those things. What you have to understand, though, is that the process of you making a decision that you want to put your wife through the turmoil of being involved in those conversations with you is abuse. What you did to me on Easter was abuse. The conversation we had afterward was abuse. The conversation we had later in the week was abuse. The conversation we had the following week was abuse. The couples counseling session with you and me and Matt, where we talked about what had happened on Easter, was traumatic for me. So you having this expectation that I need to be involved in these kinds of conversations so that you can see what it is that I'm seeing, that's predatory on your part. It is harmful to me. You're making a decision over and over and over to harm your wife. And it doesn't even seem like your goal is actually to understand what she's seeing and feeling. Because if that was what you needed, you could talk to anybody else besides your wife. And anybody else besides your wife could explain her perspective to you. Why? Because her perspective is not unique. I'm not strange in this regard. I don't have some bizarre way of looking at the world that makes me offended by those things. They're universals. So anybody can explain them to you without you having to traumatize your wife by putting her through having to hear your tired excuses. You didn't listen to CA. You're not listening to really wise people all around you who are all telling you the same thing. The only people you're listening to are people who don't have access to the facts. And that is extremely concerning. It's extremely concerning.
To help me.
I know, but what you're doing right now is abuse toward me. You putting on me the expectation that because you know that there are dozens of people who could do what you're asking me to do who wouldn't be harmed by it. You know that you can get CA to talk to your therapist. You know that you can get Aaron to talk to your therapist. You know that you can get Brianna to talk to your therapist. You know that you can get Janie to talk to your therapist. You know these things, and yet you're choosing to target the one person who's going to be harmed the most by getting pulled into it.
I don't want to harm you.
Then don't do it. Don't be a predator. Don't come at me and try to get me into something that you know is going to harm me. Stop. You know as well as I do that the reason you were excited about couples counseling is because you thought you had a shot at getting me to admit that it's okay for us to have our own perspectives. You know that that's what you were going for.
If that is okay if we have our own perspectives, and I
not if you're abusive, Dustin. It's not. It's not. If you're abusing your wife, that's not a situation where you go, okay, what we need is for this victim to just accept that her abuser's perspective is every bit as valid as hers, so that she can just let go of her expectations that he starts behaving the way she wants him to. That's not valid. We're not talking about a wife who just is hurt because she's been misperceiving things over the years. Okay, we're talking about actual material damage that you have been inflicting in a one-sided manner. And that 100% of people who have actual access to the facts of the case would agree was harmful behavior on your part and was not caused by any harmful or precipitating behaviors on my end. The only thing that I have done that's caused it is choosing to stay in a marriage with you. And the only thing I can do to stop it is to choose not to be in a marriage with you. That's the amount of power that you've given me in this. Because telling you the problems does nothing. Asking you for changes does nothing. There's literally one thing I have power over, and that's to be married to you or not married to you.
Go okay.
What?
Surgery go okay? You feeling okay?
Yeah.
Glad.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep working on myself, and
yeah.
If you ever change your mind about speaking to a couples counselor or to my therapist, I would.
I don't think that it's right for you to speak to me that way, and I'd like you to stop.
Got it. I actually think I've seen this new fellow 3 times now, and
good.
I asked him at the end if he thought that maybe it would help to speak to elders, and he said if they're willing to do it, we can do that. So that's something that we're already thinking about. I hope that it is.
Did you explain to him, though, that that's because that's the pathway back to me?
No.
Why?
I would guess I don't know what you mean by that.
That what you really want is for him to talk to me, but that I've made it clear that you have to go through the elders and reconcile with them first, and that's the reason that you are pointing your counselor in that direction?
I mean, I guess I didn't. As far as I knew, when I went to that session, we were done.
Right, but was your counselor aware of that?
No, I wasn't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that you didn't want to work on us anymore and that you were moving forward with divorcing me, and so I did not know that had any bearing on you.
What do you mean?
You had already told me that you didn't want to work on things with me anymore and that you were moving forward with divorcing me. So telling him or asking him if he thought it would be helpful to bring in elders.
You're not being honest right now. Like, you're talking to me, and you and I both know that it's been said dozens and dozens of times that you needed to reconcile with the elders first. So you're well aware that even if we get divorced, before you're going to have a relationship with me. So you're well aware that even if I divorce you or even if I'm not speaking to you, the only way to get back in with me is to go through the elders. Like, I mean, this is not.
That was a path forward for us to work things out.
What? You're cutting out. I don't hear what you're saying.
I feel a little bit confused about what you're saying, I guess.
Okay,
I was
so you're
just trying to get the others to have an outside perspective, because I thought that you,
yes.
Regardless of,
yes. I can't hear you, but it sounds to me like you're wanting to play dumb and you're wanting to pretend that since I was divorcing you, you had given up on me. And that you weren't trying to pursue. Okay, so we're not playing dumb. We both know what you're trying to do and what your objective is. And we both know that when you're talking about involving an outside perspective from the elders, it's still within the game of your primary goal of restoring your marriage. So we don't need to pretend that, like, between you and I, there's no point in pretending that you're not involving the elders as a means to your primary goal. So it's just a question of whether you told your therapist that, not a question of whether it's true, because we both know it's true. It's a question of whether you were being open and honest with your therapist about that fact.
I would more characterize my primary goal of therapy is being, find out whether I'm nuts or not at this point. But it would be lovely for us to act together.
Well, why do you care if you're nuts
or not?
The result
of it.
Hello?
I don't care if I'm nuts or not, because that I've mistreated you and that's not okay. I need to
I don't think you know how much you're cutting in and out.
Well, that's because I can't tell.
I've been hearing very little of what you've said over the last 10 minutes. It's very spotty.
Sorry. I want to figure out if I'm nuts or not, because say that I'm terrible things to you and that it's hurt you, and I don't want to do that, and I don't really understand what is wrong, and whether you stay married to me or not, that's not okay. Have something wrong with me, I either want to fix it. I think all my therapy is to process all of this.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you when you're cutting out so much.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry that you can't hear me. I don't know why. Can you hear me right now?
A little bit.
The goal of my therapy is to be...
I can't hear you.
No, I don't know how to make it better, honey. I'm sorry. Goal of my therapy is to be okay person, a safe for me and everyone to be around, including you, but not a game to me to save our marriage.
Sorry, I can't really hear you. It cuts in and out so much.
All right. Well, I don't think I can fix that. So I guess I'll let you go. Text you.
What?
I can't fix the phone. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay. I don't understand anything.
Okay. Well, goodbye, honey.
Kind of logistically, I just need you to recognize that it is very wrong for the children for you to make last minute plans with them the way you think you're entitled to do. And that they deserve the security of knowing what's going to happen before it happens. And it is manipulative and abusive for you to represent you being at some kind of a disadvantage as a parent and me being at some kind of advantage as a parent by us mutually agreeing to reasonable, like, 24-hour notice and planning. And it was really, really very, very harmful when you made those accusations a few months ago. And it was really very bad of you to say those kinds of things again today. You need to understand that you're completely wrong about that. And you need to understand that you're trying to paint a picture in a way that actually puts you at a great advantage to me. And that needs to stop.
All right, Aaron.
Can I have the security of knowing that's over?
Have whatever you want.
I want the security of knowing that the what would be considered universally reasonable, which is to give somebody 24 hours notice to make plans, is not going to be weaponized against me to make me look like you're being victimized out of time with your own children.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry the phone line doesn't work, but I gotta get back to work anyway.
Okay. Goodbye.
Working on myself. I care about you.
What?
Oh.
What?
I said I'm gonna keep working on myself, and I care about you.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.